We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. We'll see you on the radio.
Prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, what a pleasure to be here with you, sharing your day, part of your day, with me. Very humbling as we bring Armed American Radio coast to coast from those toasty, tasty beaches of South Florida, all the way to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska and all parts in between. Sean, I hear you laughing in the background. I'm going to go ahead and bring you in here. I guess your mic is live.
It is.
This is the best part of my week.
Yes, it is.
This is when I not only get to talk with you, but I get to talk with Armed American Radio fans across the country. And I get to talk with my guests, like Neil McCabe, Washington Armed American Radio editor, up in D.C., our man on Capitol Hill. And soon, Neil and I will be talking with Georgia Congressman Jack Kingston. He, of course, is running for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Saxby Chambliss.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dynamics in play here. Lots of national ramifications. The Dems want this seat. They want Georgia. They want to infiltrate the red state of Georgia. I don't see it, but political predictions. You know, we've got an election coming in November. Let me tell you a little bit about, you know, we hear that the political winds can change. Let's bring Neil into this conversation. Neil, welcome to the show.
Great to be back with you, Mark. Hey, Sean.
Hey.
Political predictions, and you'll probably have my back here. If you disagree, please let me know. Don't be afraid. I have broad shoulders.
I can take it. Believe me.
I know you will. You know, the winds change. A lot can happen over 1, 2, 3, 4 months. It's a lifetime in politics, and we hear that a lot, not just here on this show, but we hear that everywhere. And to give you an example of how fast things can change, Neil, 2 weeks ago I never thought I would be sitting here telling you that the Every Town for Gun Safety Klan would be on their heels with the wave of positive press they've been getting over the last couple of months. And, of course, their desire and willingness to exploit tragedy to further their political agenda, which we all know has nothing to do with gun safety, but in fact has everything to do with gun bans, affecting only law-abiding citizens. And that's because you have Mark Glaze come out making astonishing comments to the national press that everything that they wanted to do wouldn't have done anything to stop what they claim, number one. Number two, you have Hickenlooper just making a fool of himself out in Colorado. Would you have thought 2 weeks ago that we would be having this discussion 2 weeks later on this program?
It just goes to tell you that, these guys are politicians, and they have internal polling. They have people who are whispering in their ear. And so when they start to backpedal before you see something, when they're acting on sort of like apparently on their own initiative, that means that their inside numbers and their consultants are telling them, we need to dial this back big time and quick.
Now, somebody who knows a little bit about that just joins us now on the broadcast. Neil, I'm going to let you go ahead and make the introduction. You know him very well, and that is Congressman Jack Kingston. I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, Congressman Jack Kingston is one of the most respected members of Congress, And, you know, it's an honor to have you on with us, sir. And I guess the thing that people always tell me about you, and I've seen it in your record, is that you have somehow managed to maintain working relationships with people on Capitol Hill, and you've gotten things done without selling your soul or compromising, you know, the promises that you make to the voters. And I want to commend you on that and welcome you to the show.
Well, Neil, thank you very much, and I've been enjoying y'all's conversation. But, you know, what I have always tried to do in Washington is realize that in our country of 311 million people, we have a lot of philosophical diversity. But I went up there with certain beliefs, and I was elected to represent those beliefs and not to sell those beliefs out for reelection. And, you know, and I think it's just so important right now that, you know, you're allowed to disagree with people, but you should do what you said you were going to do when you go to Washington.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Congressman Mark Walters here. I got to tell you, it's refreshing to hear. And after part of our discussion in the earlier segments of the first hour, when we were talking about Hillary Clinton, who apparently doesn't think that way because she doesn't want to allow people to have minority people to have a decision that she claims terrorizes the majority. What do you, when you hear something like that come from somebody who may run for president, what goes through your mind?
You know, it scares me because the liberal media does not ever put them in check. You know, I always feel as a conservative candidate, anything that I say has to be triple fact checked. And that's just in our office. Then we go and no matter what we do, they know we disagree with that. And the media always is running these little political fact checks. And even when you show them where you're coming from, they disagree with you. I had a woman, and I think it was a setup, but this was about a month ago on the campaign trail. She came up to me and said, I think we should ban assault weapons, and I think we should reenact the assault weapon ban. And I said, ma'am, assault weapons have been against the law since 1934. The ban in which you're referring to was on weapons that were, there was a cosmetic look to them, and that happened. Well, the media immediately jumped on me for not knowing what we were talking about, but we went back and we showed them that true assault weapons are in fact against the law. But we had to fight like Dickens to show them they were wrong. And the whole assumption was is that, you know, those gun guys, they're at it again. And we have to fight that every single day.
Yeah, that's terrible. Neil, how many times have we had the conversation here relative to the mainstream media? You know, anybody that listens to me on a regular basis knows and understands my disdain for the mainstream press. And I think it's very sad, Congressman, that we're in a position that you have to triple and quadruple check yourself when your opponent doesn't. They can literally spit out the what every town for gun safety, the numbers they gave them, 74 school shootings since Newtown, one per week. They spit that out. Nobody fact checks them, but yet you feel that you absolutely have to as a conservative. That's sad, is it not?
And that number 74 came from no one's lips less than the President of the United States, who would be surrounded by some of the best, you would think, best advisors or best speech writers who, you know, if George Bush ever went out there with a stat like that that was erroneous, he would have been laughed at by the media and their people would have been fired. And the question
Hold on, Congressman. I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you suggesting that President Obama said something that wasn't factually correct? I am stunned. Hashtag stunned.
This was the administration that told us Benghazi was because of a video and that the IRS behavior was because of a rogue agency in Indiana.
Cincinnati.
And they would,
I got to tell you,
never get it wrong.
I was absolutely fascinated watching the IRS commissioner at the hearings a couple days ago. I was absolutely astonished watching the Democrats. I can't say it, Sean. I can't say we're not on satellite radio.
No.
I have to be very, very careful here, but it was really, really astonishing to me.
Two observations about that. Paul Ryan and Kevin Brady are two of the finest gentlemen. I mean, they're the last ones. Now, Ryan has had to be a little bit more public, but I can tell you, both of those guys are straight shooting, and they're gentlemen, and they're always the first one to floor and let the other people have their say. But when Paul Ryan gets up there and says, sir, I don't believe you,
mm-hmm. right.
I mean, it was just an astounding moment. And then when the interim director says, well, no one has ever said to me they don't believe me or called me a liar, whatever you want to say, whoa, you're with the IRS. That's a lie in itself.
Yeah, that was something else. I'll tell you what, I'm going to take this back to guns real quick. The National Rifle Association national spokesperson, Catherine Mortensen, was just on the show with us in the previous hour, Mr. Congressman. And I know that you've just picked up National Rifle Association endorsement. Tell me what that means to you and your campaign as you push forward.
Well, it's huge. You know, I'm running in this very highly contested Georgia Senate race. We've just gone through a seven-way Republican primary, and now we're in the runoff with voting for July 22nd. And in this low turnout atmosphere, gun owners now have a clear choice. NRA has endorsed Jack Kingston, and so we feel really good about it because right now gun owners are the first kind of line that this administration is picking on, and the ones whose rights are just out there every day. This administration would take them away in a second if it wasn't for public outcry. So what we hope is that the people who care about the Second Amendment and own guns and enjoy sports shooting and everything else, that they will remember to vote in the Senate primary. And so, you know, we need them not only in this runoff, but we're going to need them even more in November.
Well, we'll do our part to push that here on the Armed American Radio Network, which actually emanates from the greater Atlanta area. More with the Congressman Jack Kingston when we come back right after this on the Armed American Radio Network.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, KelTecWeapons.com.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. The Second Amendment Foundation. Alan Gottlieb, regular contributor to this program, was on last week, will be on next week. SAF.org. These people do God's work while you're sleeping. It's Alan Gottlieb, the Second Amendment Foundation, and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, a CCRKBA, that has toothpicks under their eyes that are fighting on your behalf. Whether you own a gun or not, they're fighting on your behalf. Join them. Make a donation. Whatever you can afford, even if it's a buck, if it's $1,000, saf.org. Please help these people while our rights are under vicious attack. Welcome back to the program. Neil McCabe, a pleasure to have you, Armed American Radio Washington editor up on Capitol Hill with your finger on the pulse, brother.
Fantastic to be with you, and it's great to have our friend on with us, too.
And we are talking with Congressman Jack Kingston. Congressman, you hail from Georgia's 1st District down around the Savannah area, beautiful area of the state, by the way. A pleasure to
have
you.
Thank you. Yeah, I tell you, I have represented 41 southeast Georgia counties, a lot of military and a lot of agriculture, and I would say probably 90% of the households are gun owners, and the other 10% still believe in the Second Amendment. But, you know, it's a great part of the state, and, of course, running for Senate, I'm crisscrossing the whole territory from the Tennessee to the Florida line and the Alabama and the South Carolina and the North Carolina lines, everything Georgia, and it is a great state. And I do think that, a show like yours is very popular for a reason, and we do believe in what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that very much, and we believe in your position on the Second Amendment as well, too. Neil and I had a couple questions. We're going to go ahead and bounce a few things off of you here. You are working on right now, a six-point plan?
Yes.
The American Renewal Initiative. Tell us about it.
Well, I saw what Newt Gingrich did with the contract with America. He united northeastern, a little more moderate-type Republicans with southern social conservatives and western libertarians and got everybody on the same page. And what I worry about right now, in the conservative family, we're divided. And we don't need to be divided when we're facing Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And so what my plan does is serves like the contract with America. It's a six-point plan, strong national defense, number one, fiscal responsibility, number two, pushing back on the regulatory overload, number three, number four, developing North American energy, building the Keystone Pipeline, five, workfare over welfare, and six, tax simplification. And I believe that those common sense initiatives will bring America back to the greatness that we know we can have.
I have to go here, and just in the essence of time, immigration, what you're seeing happening at our borders right now, this de facto amnesty, in a sense, from Central America pushing through Mexico. Tell us, please, help me understand. Sean and I were talking about this off air before the show, wondering why. How is this even possible?
I think it's the president undermining the stability of all the countries. And what he did is he changed in 19, or 2011, this policy of repatriating kids and said he's only going to send the children back from Mexico. Well, what happened? And we were getting in 6,000 to 8,000 kids a year who are unaccompanied minor children. And so they're coming here on their own. But what happened when he changed this policy, that number went from 6,000 kids to perhaps as high as 145,000 this year. And in doing so, he undermined the stability of all the border towns and the countries in which these kids originated and took them away from their own families. I mean, and can you imagine a 16-year-old girl being shuttled up here through Mexico from Guatemala? Do you think she's going to come out of that untouched, so to speak? How many sexual predators are in the pipeline there, and how many drug dealers and child piracies? Or, you know, you just, it's just so hard and so miserable on these kids. And the cost of it, by the way, is over $2 billion. Because, you know, once these kids get here, you can't just turn them around. The president won't. He'll say, if they're from Mexico, I'm going to send them right back the day they arrive. But Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, those kids can stay. And I mean, it is the stupidest policy in the world. You can't understand why. It's a man-made crisis by Barack Obama.
I watched this World Cup, sir, and all I can think of is as soon as these games are over, they're all going to board buses and come into Texas. It's just absolutely madness. You know, I did want to ask you, and I know we're pressed for time, but I've written a few times for humanevents.com how the Center for Disease Control has been doing these biased studies. I consider them biased studies that talk about gun violence and also of trying to basically criminalize the use of guns in video games. And could you maybe speak about what's going on at the Center for Disease Control and gun rights?
Well, because of the political pressure of the left, of the Democrats, the CDC was pushed into their agenda. And what we did when the Republicans took over, we said, we're not going to have these phony studies. You know what? I want the CDC to cure cancer, and I want the CDC to take on polio and some of the diseases that are threatening the stability of our country and the health of our nation. Don't come out with these propaganda studies on guns, because that's not what the proper mission is. I want the lab scientists in the CDC to really be studying science and diseases and not pushing Barack Obama's anti-gun agenda. And so what we did is we cut the spending off for it, and of course the New York Times, among other left-wing organizations, have taken us on and saying, you know, how backwards we are and that it's our problem and so forth. But you know, that's the kind of battle that we have to face, and that's why it's real important to have Second Amendment believers in the Congress and know where people stand, because it's not just a matter of guns anymore. It's some of these studies, and it's some of the background checks and, you know, ammunition and tracers and all this other stuff. I mean, the left has figured out the best way to take your guns away is not through the front door, but doing it through the back door, through fiat.
Well,
you're absolutely correct about that, and they're experts at manipulating. With the media in their back pocket, we face an uphill battle. But we have freedom on our side, we have the truth on our side, and we have the facts on our side, and that's a very, very, very powerful position to be in. Congressman Kingston, I want to thank you very much for being here. We're getting ready to take this break, and I hope we can have you back before the July 22nd primary.
Well, you absolutely can, and I hope that you'll stay in touch. And whenever anything comes up that you want me to help you with, please let me know.
And
you can count on it.
And the website, Congressman, for your campaign?
Go to jackkingston.org, and we are very proud defenders of the Second Amendment and very proud to have the NRA's endorsement.
Well, we're very proud that you were on the program with us today. Thank you very much. Good luck in the primary. We will reach out to you and bring you back before July 22nd. Neil McCabe, you'll be sticking around with me for the remainder of the program, I do believe, I hope.
Yes, sir.
Sounds good to me. Congressman, thank you once again. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. A real pleasure to have you with me. Very humbling. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for taking time out of your day to hang out with us. We do appreciate it. Coast to coast, from Florida to Alaska, and everywhere in between, 21 countries that we know of. We will be giving away a Sportsman Steel Safe in the next hour. Matt Thompson will be here from Sportsman Steel Safes. This thing is handmade specifically for this giveaway for you to win. If you want to put your name in the running, you have plenty of time to do it, but time is ticking away. Head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and like the post with the photograph of the safe. Bingo. It's that simple. Do it. Over a quarter million of you, a quarter million of you have viewed that page, and thousands of you have put your name in. You may win. It's better odds than those lottery tickets you bought today. I can guarantee you that. Neil McCabe, Washington Armed American Radio editor, man in D.C. with his finger on the pulse. How are you?
Fantastic, Mark. And I thought Congressman Kingston hit it out of the park tonight.
He did. He really did. It was enjoyable talking with him. I hate the fact that time goes so fast on this show. We could have kept him on for another hour and a half.
Yeah, and I'm glad I was able to get him to comment on the Center for Disease Control and how they've been sort of incorporated into the Obama anti-gun agenda, because it's something that it's not something that's going to be top of the fold headline, but it's out there. And when they put out these studies, it's sort of that peg that politicians and other parts of the media can sort of hang their anti-gun stories on.
Well, it is, and they do. They hang their hat on it. Their hat of anti-gun. Their anti-gun stories, they do hang on to that. They know they have the media in their pocket, and it's the media that is shaping the agenda. It's the media shaping the agenda. It's not just by what they tell us, Neil, as you well know, but by virtue of what they don't tell us. So.
Yeah, and they're having a hard time politically taking away gun rights the way they thought they could. They're having a hard time bumping against the Constitution and the Second Amendment, because over and over again, judges are reading the plain, clear language of the Second Amendment, and even in liberal courts, you're finding judges are basically saying, how could I argue with the meaning of infringe? And so they're using public health, they're using medicine, they're going to deputize doctors, and that's going to be sort of that backdoor confiscation and registration and sort of they haven't stopped. They're just going to do it by other means.
Yeah, that's why we're going to talk right now with Rob Pincus, one of the greatest firearms trainers and self-defense experts in the country. Rob, how you doing?
Good, man. How you guys doing? Sounds like you're having a great show going. Hey,
yeah,
Rob.
We are. We're having a great time. And what I want to do, Rob, is get a little personal with you right now. You and I have written a book together. I want to talk to you about why our firearms freedoms are so vital. And I'm going to go ahead and use myself as an example. A lot of new listeners out there may not know my story. November of 2002, my daughter was 2 weeks old, and I was on my way to work in Tampa, Florida, about 6:20 in the morning, when a SUV seemingly stopped in the right lane of traffic as I approached a traffic light. Those of you listening down in WGUL Talk 860 in Tampa will know that intersection is Nebraska and Fletcher Avenue in an area of town called Suitcase City. When two individuals blocked traffic at the traffic light, I almost hit that vehicle. Two individuals exited that vehicle, attempted to get into the car off my front left bumper, turned their attention towards me. Thank God I had a firearm that day. I drew that firearm, and by the grace of God, did not have to pull the trigger, but would have. And I've had a lot of years to reflect back on that. And, Rob, I've written that story many times. I've told that story many times. And that's a debate that I'll have with anybody. A carjacking attempt. An apparent carjacking attempt. Rob, you teach this stuff every single day. How important is it?
Yeah, it's incredibly important to just accept that it can happen, first and foremost, and most Armed American Radio listeners have already done that. But, sharing Armed American Radio with other people, maybe that, not necessarily for the politics, that aren't interested in the policy show, but are interested in the stuff we talk about when it comes to personal offense and the awareness. You have people on all the time who've survived situations, who've dealt with situations, some of it because of the information that gets put out on the show. So, sharing Armed American Radio is one way people can help raise awareness. Those people who are listening to the show, who believe they're prepared, who are taking steps, who own firearms, who go out and train and practice, great. But there may be some people who are listening to the show who believe it could never happen to them because they own a gun, or it can never happen to them because they lock their door at night, or because they've chosen to live in a safe neighborhood. And, I think everybody can use the wake-up call to realize, I know every time I leave a hotel room, or every time I get out of the airport off a plane, that it could happen to me in this new town, in this place. And I think that's very important to acknowledge. It could happen.
Oh, but yeah. you're just paranoid. You're just a paranoid gun nut. How do you answer that?
Yeah, that's except when I'm sitting in Colorado right now, I'm not carrying a gun because I don't have any permits that are valid here. So I guess I'm not a paranoid gun nut. I'm just a paranoid nut this week if I think I might be in danger if someone chooses to attack me or victimize me or an area that I happen to be in, which we know can happen anywhere as well. So I think, you know, people can throw out the hyperbole of it's paranoid to be aware that you need to be capable of protecting yourselves, but it doesn't go very far. You know, it's not a realistic conversation.
Yeah, you know, you articulated it so well in our book, Lessons from Unarmed America. We'll go ahead and plug that real quick, where we tell the story. I write the story, actually, a number of chapters of individuals who wished they had a gun or needed a gun or were unarmed with knowledge. Not just the hardware, but you can be unarmed because you don't know how to react to a particular situation, not necessarily a firearm. But we tell those unarmed stories, and then you come in behind it and you analyze those stories. And one thing I think you articulated so well was the fact that evil exists and accepting that bad things can happen to good people. Isn't that the most important first step we can take, Rob?
That's it. The first step is just, you know, accept it. Well, I tell you what, there's two steps that have to go together. One is accepting that fact that evil exists and you could be visited by evil. Immediately thereafter, you have to accept that you might be the only person there who cares about your safety and is capable of taking care of you being safe. You can't count on the police. You can't count on the teachers. You can't count on your dad. You can't count on your boyfriend. You can't count on your husband. You can't count on your mom. Like, it may be you. It may be down to you. So acknowledge that evil exists. Acknowledge that you may be visited by that evil. And then the immediate next step, acknowledge that you may have to deal with that evil yourself.
And you make I'll never forget you saying this in a private conversation. We were sitting having this conversation somewhere in the country when you and I were together at an event. And you made the comment along the lines of, you know, you don't have to sit there and order dinner from the Braille menu because you're afraid to take your eyes off of the front door of the restaurant. For fear
right,
of being attacked,
right.
But it's being aware that something can happen to you. So being aware and paranoia, those are two mutually exclusive things, aren't they?
Absolutely. I mean, not even in the same realm.
Neil, bad things don't happen to Washington, D.C. residents, do they?
Well, of course. Our good friend Dick Keller is a guy who every day would carry a handgun as he was a security guard or a special police officer, they call him in D.C., at the Supreme Court. And then at the end of his shift, he would have to turn in that gun and then travel home through some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in America and the world, neighborhoods literally abandoned by the police. And he just asked if he could have a gun, and they said no.
They said no.
Fortunately.
And, well, I want to put that into personal perspective. I had a gun, and I'm going to be very honest with you. Rob knows this, and you know this. I want people listening to me right now to know this. I don't know what made me put my gun on that day. Had it been the day before yesterday, it may have been an entirely different scenario. I don't know why I was armed that day. I had not yet made the decision to arm myself every day. I hadn't yet gotten there. Now, lots changed in the 12 years since that time. A lot's changed. But that doesn't make me paranoid. That makes me aware of my surroundings. When we come back, I want to talk with Rob Pincus, one of the best trainers in the world, about preparation, avoidance, and awareness, something he knows a little bit about, something you can benefit from here on the Armed American Radio Network when we come back right after this.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff, the Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. American-made, American-owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now, back to Mark.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And I got to tell you, Sportsman Steel Safe, one of our great sponsors, will be here coming up in the next hour, not too long from now, just about 15 minutes or so, giving away to one lucky winner. Oh. A beautiful custom-made handgun vault. Have you seen this thing, Sean?
Yes. Could I?
It is absolutely beautiful.
Is that have you picked a winner yet? Because I'm thinking, you know.
It isn't you, and I want to let listeners know you still have time. We're going to push this as best we can. We want you to have this opportunity. This is a once in a lifetime deal here for this custom made safe. Matt Thompson from Sportsman Steel Safe will be here to give this safe away in the first segment of the next hour. Head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio and click that like button. About 300,000 of you have been there. Over 1 million others saw it in the concealed carry report from U.S. Concealed Carry Association. So go over and join them. It's the better odds than that stupid lottery ticket you've either bought or, as my son says, boughten or will buy. Okay? Facebook.com/armedamericanradio. All you have to do is hit like and share. It's that simple. And your name will be on that list, and it will be picked at random. Little machine's going to go scroll through that thing, and it could be you, but it won't be Sean. It's great to have you here. Always a pleasure. Rob Pincus, one of the greatest trainers in the world and a great friend of mine. Speaking of trainers in the world, Rob, You're traveling where coming up real soon? You're going to be over in Europe again, right?
Well, no, I mean, short-term plans to go over there. I go over every March for the EWA, the European version of SHOT Show, and we certainly got a lot of instructors over there who are busy passing on a lot of the information that we put out, particularly in the law enforcement sector over there. But right now I'm in Colorado, been you know, one of my favorite places on the planet. Been teaching here the last week. I've got another about 10 days left in Colorado, and then I fly back east. I'll be doing a class coming up soon in New Jersey, Florida. Where else? I'll be at the Shooting Industry Masters event in July in Florida, and then up into the Pacific Northwest for some classes before I head up to Alaska for my first class ever up there.
Now, New Jersey qualifies as being out of the country, Rob.
Oh, geez. Here you go again.
Sorry. Had to go there. I know you got family there. I just had to have
it's
some
bad. It's bad. I'm from there. I'm
I
from
know
there,
you are.
But, you know, South Jersey is a nice place. It's bad enough I've had to listen to everybody complaining about, oh, gee, I can't believe you're putting on classes in Colorado for the last week.
And oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
I mean,
come on.
Yeah. Old, old, sad, tired argument. We need
yeah, yeah, it really is.
All
yeah,
the firearms owners everywhere, or you know, around the world, particularly around the world, but or particularly in the U.S., but really everywhere around the world. If you're a firearms owner and you're a personal defense advocate, you're on my team.
You better believe it. And the same thing, we heard the same thing when you were up running through New York and people asking, why are you bothering going up? Because the people in New York need and want your training. That's why. Rob, let's save somebody's life today, okay? What are you going to tell somebody, the individual who has maybe not yet made the decision to buy that firearm or is on the fence or wants training but hasn't gotten it yet and just hasn't had that push? And I don't want them to go through what I went through or what so many other people that I've written about and talked to and interviewed over the years had to go through before they made that decision. What do you tell somebody to get them off the fence?
Well, it was kind of like we talked about in the last segment. The first thing is understanding that it could happen to you and that you may be the only person capable of defending yourself. Then it comes down to the education. And quite frankly, I mean, for the last, you know, about a year now, I've been handing out copies or sending people to Amazon to find lessons from Unarmed America. It's those stories that you wrote and that I use as a basis to give advice about things that could be done differently or things that someone facing those potential problems in the future should do. You know, it didn't all involve firearms, but certainly a lot of them did. You know, the firearms is a big step, and I get that. There's a lot of people in America who are definitely on the fence about whether or not they're going to put a firearm in their hand, and I don't think a firearm is the right answer for everybody, and certainly not everybody, you know, take Washington, D.C., for example, not everybody has the option of carrying a firearm around to be able to protect themselves or others at all times. But everybody does have the option of acknowledging their responsibility for personal protection and taking whatever steps they can, learning to use whatever tools that are reasonable for them or that they believe are reasonable for them to have with them at different times inside the home and outside of the home. You know, and that's the next big step is figure out what you can do. And if that's a change in behavior, if it's training, if it's fitness, if it's just, you know, be able to run away. You know, do what you can. Some people, you know, they're in a position where they can't run away. Well, we're right back to, well, if you can't get more fit to run away, then you need to be able to defend yourself. And ultimately, you know, the firearm is going to be a great, great option for so many people, but they have to be open to it. And the first step isn't to go to a gun shop. The first step is to sit down in a chair and accept responsibility and then figure out what you're going to do about it.
Okay, that's great advice. I want to take a real life example. It's summertime. A lot of people are traveling around the company, around the country. A lot of people are in their automobiles. We told a story of an individual, John Kay, in Lessons from Unarmed America, who found himself driving from Georgia into North Carolina for business purposes, and found himself at the South Carolina rest stop late at night, 1:30 in the morning, and a bad little. Let's just say. He's lucky to be alive today. With people that are driving sometimes great distances, maybe someone's listening to us from Ohio that's going to be taking off for a summer break down in Orlando with their kids, and they're going to be driving straight through. What's the piece of advice, using John's story as a basis, that you would tell that family as they make that drive? And they have to stop late at night. What do you tell them?
Well, let's just look at a bigger picture. Any family that has to stop at any time in a strange area, you should be doing basic things. If you don't know the area, then you should be, you know, A, if you can plan ahead, great. You, if you can't plan ahead, then you got to scout the area out. You got to be smart about where you go. Now, then an advantage the family has, of course, is that they can move together. They can move into a bathroom together. They can watch the door for one another. They can watch each other walk through the parking lot. So the family having a plan to how they're going to handle if they have to stop somewhere. And anytime you do that, I don't care if it looks like the nicest neighborhood you've ever seen, you still should be watching out for your family and taking care of each other and not isolating yourself. You know, isolation is the biggest tool that the criminal predator has. If he can get you alone, then boom, he has that much more advantage and that much less chance of being deterred or certainly stopped from doing whatever it is he wants to do. So, you know, having a plan, sticking to the plan, staying in well-lit areas, all the normal stuff, but not being afraid to kind of discipline yourself, take the extra time to find the right place. And then if you aren't in a place that's great, then that's even more reason that you really do have to work together, stay together, and keep an eye on each other.
Excellent advice. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're that person or that family that's going to be doing it, just listen to it. Stay alert. Be aware of your surroundings. As we said, you don't have to be paranoid. You don't have to stop and read from the Braille menu and face the front door because you're petrified and nervous. Just be awake. Be alert. It's that simple. And for crying out loud, don't let the kids get out at 1 o'clock in the morning and run to use the restroom while you sit and keep the car cool, okay? Use your head. Stick together. Park in well-lighted areas. Do those basic things, right, Rob? Common sense things we all know can keep us alive.
It is. And unfortunately, what happens is in the emotion of the moment when, you know, somebody's got to use the restroom or somebody's hungry or somebody's tired or maybe the kids are whining or whatever it is, in the emotion of the moment, that's when people make bad decisions. You got to set the plan ahead of time and then just have the discipline to stick to the plan.
Thank you very much. Rob Pincus, everybody, one of the greatest trainers in the world. Very quickly, Rob, 5 seconds, your website.
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com.
You can find everything he's done. His entire body of work is at PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. That, of course, was Rob Pincus. Neil McCabe will be sticking with me through the next hour. David Kodria will be here. Head over to Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Put your name on the list to win the beautiful Sportsman Steel Safe. Matt will be here from Sportsman. In just a few minutes, we're going to give it away. Remember, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll be filling your prescription right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about 3 powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.